This meeting shall come to order. Roll call. Wes and Steve are excused this evening. Public comment.
Thank you for hearing me again. This is kind of a follow-up to the last time. We didn't have it work out very well. Our workshop to try to explain to you our findings over at Kidder Point. Our goal here is to help you recognize the problem, not necessarily the extent of the problem, but just the problem. And we want to ask you to work with the landowners to try to remedy the situation. We tried this before and didn't meet with much success, and suspect that you have more authority than we did. A question I have before we get started is, James, you know those laws that Ron had? What's the MMA's position on that? Do they think those are enforceable, or what? Do they encourage towns to enforce them?
Which ones?
The ones that say that since the state doesn't have a policy for this kind of stuff, that the towns, it's up to them to do it, and they have police powers.
We do have home rule authority, but it's rarely acted on when it comes to matters of environmental protection, because we have the DEP to actually do that. I will give a bit of an update. Since our meeting, I got an email from a gentleman named Maxwell Johnstone. He works for NCOG, that's the Mid-Coast Council of Governments, letting us know that there was some brownfield grant money available. So I responded to him and pointed out this situation in particular, that there were plastics, microplastics and such, and that it was owned, the property itself was owned by GAC, a private company, and that if they would look into that, that would be great on everyone's behalf. So they reached out, Max reached out to both GAC and DEP, EPA, I'm sorry, and they responded. At first he said, I don't think there's much that can be done, but he responded to me on September 29th, reporting out that he reached out to both the EPA and GAC, and they're both interested in moving forward to try to see if there's a fit for that brownfield monies to do a couple of things. One, to address the acid plant, which is a derelict building, and then I followed up with the plastics. So I haven't had anything since the 29th, but I'll do a follow-up with them in the next week or so. But it looks promising that money might be available to clean up that stuff.
Would the town be an active participant in these talks?
Not generally, because we don't. It's not our money.
Yeah,
it's our money collectively. But it is, it's a state and federal EPA money to clean up brownfield sites, and I'm encouraged by the fact that they're actually going to talk about it. Max reached out to me afterwards and asked specifically about the issue that came in front of us, and I spelled it out for him. It's plastics that were legacy, probably dropped off when they use it as fill, yeah. And he was going to include that. So it was very encouraging.
Okay.
But I don't have a follow-up yet. It's only about a week away. So.
All right. Is it your feeling that if this doesn't materialize, that the town will meet with DAC to discuss what they want to do with it? If lots of times, these things don't go anywhere, you know? So there's nothing gets picked up or cleaned up. There's a lot of talk. So if this looks like it's going to be a lot of smoke signals and stuff, can the town step in after a period of time and say, hey, listen, long enough here, what's your plan?
Yeah, I think I'll keep the follow-up. I did meet with David after our meeting. I shared the report. I explained to him the presentation, and he said he would share that with Haley Ward, and that they would review the findings and report back to me as to what they found out of the report.
Okay, so is David recognizing the problem, or is he admitting the problem, or is he not?
He's the CEO of the company. He was pretty stoic about taking the report and sharing it with the people that. Yep. Are in the knowledge, the engineers for it. So I'm feeling that he's probably going to follow up with me.
Okay, what kind of time frame are you waiting?
I'm going to give him another week or so.
Okay.
Yeah. This other news just came on top of it, and I haven't had time to talk to him about that. But I want to do a follow-up with him about the Brownfield grant as well. So.
Okay. Do you know if the results of the last time they were testing for pH for the area, remember they were going to get back to us?
That report was issued, but I did not get a copy of it yet. But I'll note it, and I'll get a copy.
Okay. All right. And I'm wondering, I don't know the answer to this, but people ask me questions, and I don't know. If something like this comes up, and somebody reports a situation that's really, really bad, does the DOS have a responsibility to act, or does it not? Can you just look the other way, or if we present it to you, do you have to do something? I don't know that. I don't know the answer.
I'm not 100% sure of the answer either. Usually, it's they do. I mean, you know, every time there's been an incident, we've responded, but I don't know if there's an obligation to.
That's what I'm wondering.
I'll ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
There may not be.
You think there would be. All right. Without further ado and wasting your time, thank you for letting us talk to you. I know there was a miscommunication. It's probably our fault, and we're apologizing for taking up the extra time. My friend Ron Hoover is going to talk to you about what's going on.
I think you've done a very good job of describing what, you know, that that's very good contact. I certainly would encourage, though, to put your foot in as a town. Obviously, you've got standing into your town waters and that the microplastics are getting into it, and so on. But what I wanted to do, though, was since that's been done, is I know that many people, you all have seen these plastic extrusions, the photos from September, back in September. And so you see, it's something that's happening. It's as James just said.
Were they in the packet that we have?
Yeah. So anyway, given that you guys got that all figured out, what I wanted to mention is at the same time is that there's something called microplastic sampling. See how much has gotten into the waters and the beaches and so on, and where it's come from. And I've got some gear that's very basic gear that I'm going to seek some interested parties that take on this project. Basically, in Stockton Springs and here, since the harbor is shared by both of you. And there's a Sotera microplastic imaging system that's used by a lot of communities around the like in Canada and the U.S. The communities come in and sift it out. It's like sifting for gold, and then you just shake it out. You put it under the scanner, it'll tell you how old and what type of plastic it is, since they have aged over time. If you've been along that shore, you've probably seen how there are different layers, different industrial processes coming and going. Fascinating place, that way. So that's really it. I think that Harlan's giving you our whole concern there, which is that indeed it's important for the town to at least ask the question then, how are they going to clean this up? And I think to ask your town attorney what do they think, you know, about this law that says that towns have the authority, the police powers, unless DEP is, or another government agency has the authority to do something about it. And so far, reviewing microplastics, the state has only been working on packaging, not on waste itself, sort of preventing further microplastics. So I think it's an opportunity for the town to lead and then hand it off. But to get things started sometimes is the most difficult thing of all. I'd really urge you to look at that.
We're not going to involve our attorney at this point, but we could go to NMN, right?
I'd really recommend that. Well, thank you.